الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا. وقال الله عز وجل: قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف بدأ الله الخلق. وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We all praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is his due right. And we send salutations and peace and blessings upon his noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, and upon his pure and noble family, and upon the righteous companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our Jumu'ah today, accept our gathering, and make this day a means for our forgiveness, our salvation and success in this dunya, and also in the hereafter. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began our discussion on the power, the Qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes those who show arrogance, show pride on the world, and those people who are not humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings people down back to earth and shows them who is the true one in true and complete and absolute power. We continue insha'Allah al-Aziz in a similar regard. The first question that came to mind after various discussions during this week with Muslims and non-Muslims alike is the role of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya. So some people accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, and they are the mu'minun, or they are the believers in a God or multiple gods. Other people do not believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, atheists, scientists, etc. They do not believe that Allah or a deity exists. And some believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king, the owner, the king of everything. But some others believe that he is the king, but it's like a constitutional monarchy. Like the queen is here in the UK, she is the queen of the UK and various other countries throughout the world, but she has no power or say in what happens in the countries that she lives in. That's it, she's just there as a title. So they say this about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, na'uzu billahi min zalik, that he is, yes, he may be the king, he is the creator, but he is just a creator and that's it, he's left us and we do whatever we want. So he owns everything, he has rule, he owns everything, but he does not have the rule over everything. So hukm, he has mulkiyah, but he does not have ahkam. So he makes the laws of creation, of nature, and everything that we see before us, but he does not intervene with his creation. He does not mix or intervene with the creation that he has created. So this is a very important concept to understand, especially in relation to the plagues and the problems in throughout the world. Is Allah making this happen? Is it happening by the intervention of Allah, or X, Y, Z, or is it happening by their own hands of insan? So we believe as Muslims that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. He has always existed, he exists, and he shall continue to exist. He existed in the past and the present and the future, he always existed. And he has full power and control over everything as well. Everything happens by his hukum, by his command, by his lordship. This is the wahdaniyya and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us free will, that we have the ability, we have the choice to make a decision to do something which is good and beneficial, or do something which is harmful to ourselves and do something which is bad. Based on the choices that we make, based on the choices that we make with the qudra, with the free will that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We will either reap the rewards of those good a'mal and af'al, or we will receive the punishment for those bad deeds. Now the punishment and the rewards is in two levels, two degrees. You can either receive the reward and the punishment in the dunya, or you can receive the reward and the punishment in the hereafter. Or at times you can receive a portion of the reward and the punishment in the dunya, and you can receive a portion of the reward and the punishment in the hereafter. So this is very important to understand. I know it's a big concept, but nevertheless it's important for us to make sense of the world that we are living in and circumstances that we are living in. That Allah exists and He has complete and absolute power, and He does whenever He wants to intervene in the affairs of insan. And whatever good that we do with the free will that we have, we are either rewarded or we are punished for the deeds that we do. Some portion of it may be in the dunya and some portion will be in the hereafter. What's important to understand in all of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't always leave the corruptors, i.e. the people of zulm, the people who do zulm and injustices and corruption. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't always leave them. He, Allah ta'ala, does punish them here in the dunya as well. Some people mention that Allah ta'ala doesn't punish those corrupt or those despots or those tyrants, and they any punishment is for them in the hereafter with Jahannam, etc. But there is also various ahadith and various clear verses of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does punish those people here in the dunya and well, and we will see that as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَانْزُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, that look, see, visually see and understand how the end was of those people who used to call corruption fisad, fasad, fitna and fasad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that look at how we punish them for their corruption here on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verses of the Quran mentions, فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْزُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ, that go and look, and look throughout the earth and travel through the earth and observe and see how the end was of those people who disbelieved and denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment came on those who were corrupt. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment came on those people who were deniers, on those people who falsified the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this punishment here doesn't mean the punishment of death, because the death is there for every single individual. That's not the punishment. The punishment is here when you're physically alive in the dunya, and then some form of punishment, wrath and azab, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in other verses of the Quran, similar situations have passed on before you. So proceed throughout the earth and observe how was the end of those people who denied. So this is not something which is just now in our world that we are living in, or in our community, or in this particular era. In previous nations, in previous civilizations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that my punishment has come on to these individuals. So go around the earth and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about His wrath or anger upon those people who were corrupt, or those people who denied, or those people who falsified, or those people who did injustices on themselves or to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other verses of the Quran that we destroyed them and their people. So those are their houses, desolate because of the injustices they had done. Indeed, in that is a sign for those people who know. أَنَّا دَمَّرْنَا لَهُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them and their houses, and everything was desolate because of their injustices that they had done. And in other verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَتَرًا فَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, the verse is alluding me from the Quran, but, and we rained upon them a rain of stones, and see how was the end of those who were the criminals. So in various verses of the Quran, you can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just sit idly by. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does intervene when He sees the corruption or the fitna or the fasad or the zulm taking place on earth. And this has happened to previous nations and aqwam, and it can also happen to us in our civilization, in our community, in the world that we live in. What's important throughout all of this is that we ponder, that we reflect, And we think about everything that is happening around us, within ourselves, within our families, within our communities, and also throughout the world as well. And realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does ultimately, whenever He wishes, intervene against the oppressors in the dunya, and He punishes them in the dunya as well as punishes them in the hereafter as well. And this is a very important thing to understand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created laws that govern the world, that govern us internally and externally, govern nature, the world, the cosmos, the universes, everything. They are laws, laws of physics, laws of nature, laws of everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And those laws continue to operate by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the law of creation. But there are other laws that people fail to recognize, or people fail to understand, which are sunan al-ilahiyya, the divine laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself also intervenes when He sees all of this fitna and fasad going on throughout the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. And then those cities, those communities, those nations, those civilizations, we destroyed them. أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ. We destroyed them when they had wronged and they had passed the limits of all of this injustices and this zulm, and we made for them their destruction at an appointed time. So everything, there is a limit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either allows you to run by the laws of nature and creation, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to His sunnah, sunan al-ilahiyya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervenes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about that punishment, that azab, for those individuals or those community here on earth as well. So the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He punishes unjust communities and accepts the du'as of those people who are oppressed. Because there is no hijab between a person who has been oppressed, between that individual and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at the nations throughout the world, look at the oppression, the zulm that is taking place on a global scale, whether you look at Syria, whether you look at Palestine, whether you look at Yemen, you look at Afghanistan, you look at Iraq, you look at Pakistan, you look at Indonesia, you look at China, you look at all of these countries throughout the world, zulm on individuals and other nations as well, zulm against human beings, zulm against the environment, zulm against nature, zulm against animals, and so many other things. When this zulm transgresses a particular limit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses His sunan, uses sunan of ilahiyya, uses His divine laws, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervenes. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that you will never find in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a chain. Sunnatillahi tabdila, walan tajida li sunnatillahi tahwila. That you will never find in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a change, an alteration. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes or decides to do something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervenes however He wants to do. Whether He does, فَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires and wants, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the destructions of nations and individuals. And also in relation to this, when I was going through a hadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, it really woke me up. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, I want to share this in Arabic especially because it has a huge impact when you read it in Arabic. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَطُّ حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا إِلَّا فَشَى فِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونَ وَالْأَوْجَعُ الَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ مَدَدْ فِي أَسْلَافِهِمُ الَّذِي مَضَوْا. That immorality, indecency, fahsha and munkar, and all of these wrong things which you know, which are part and parcel of haya and ghaira, part and parcel of modesty, part and parcel of good ethics and morals and values, when immorality never appears among a people to such an extent that they commit it openly. And you see people dressing up as women, and women dressing up as men, women and their hairstyles and their way of life and their guftugu, their conversation and the way that they speak, the immorality that is spreading on the tablets, on the phone, and you see pornography and gambling and all of these things which are immoral. Never do these things appear amongst people and nations that they start to commit it openly. People do this openly now, and nobody has the right or the power to say, what are you doing? This is wrong. Everybody's just worried about themselves and they just stay quiet. So whenever this immorality, this fahsha and munkar spreads openly, what happens as a consequence? Plagues and diseases that were never known among them, never known among them or their predecessors, will spread among them like wildfire. This is what the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, إِلَّا فَشَى فِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونَ وَالْأَوْجَى. This is what will happen when you stop doing تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. When you stop believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you stop upholding justice and right, and when you allow immorality, fahsha and munkar to spread, then you will see all of these things never heard about before in 50 years time. All of these things, you look at SARS, you look at Zika virus, you look at so many other things, you never heard about these, and now here they are spreading throughout the world. As immorality increases, so will these plagues and these diseases will also increase that were never known before. So it's upon us to really ask ourselves, where are we going, what are we doing with our lives, and how are we establishing the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is important for us as a nation, for as an ummah, to repent and to reflect upon our hal and how we have got here, and to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do tawbah and istighfar and prepare for our ultimate return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla in the Quran mentions, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That has the time not come for those who have believed that their hearts should be humble and submissive at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the truth and haq has come down and been revealed to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the consequences of our actions. We know where the dunya is going. We know how immorality has been completely eroded away. We know how we have stopped upholding justice, stop speaking the truth, stop supporting our brothers and sisters where zulm has been done against them. We're just fine and happy within our little cocoons and little bubbles. But as a result of all of this, then you will see all of the repercussions taking place throughout the world, and you will see the azab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking place as well. So some people or some nations who a few months ago thought that they were the strongest, they were the most powerful, and nobody could shake the foundations of China, quote unquote, and nobody, you know, everybody needed China and everybody needed all these powerful and super powerful countries. Now look at them and look at their civilizations, look at their economies, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَدَمَّرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destroyed them with this very, very weak virus, brought them down back to earth. Why? وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. Why? Because they did not do the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not recognize the lordship and the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will also say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. Who has true dominion, who has true power, who has true lordship, who had true sovereignty over today, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these things that are taking place throughout the world should make you humble, should make you realize who is the true owner and power, who has the true power of majesty and control, and where we should be turning and where we should be asking and seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verses of the Quran mentions that when the earth, حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وزن أهلها أموالها, that when the earth has taken on her adornments and is well beautified, and then what happens? The owners of the earth, they think that they are in control. ولو أن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليه أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا. That the owners of the earth, the people who think they own the dunya, they own continents, they are the superpowers of all of these things, they think that they are in control, that they have this power. Then ataha amruna laylan aw naran faj'alnaha hasidan ka'an lam taghna bil ams. That then the command and hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, whether during the day and whether during the night, and then they will realize and see who is actually in true control, who has true power. So all of those people who die because of a particular disease or a plague doesn't necessarily mean that those people are wicked people or bad people. No, because we see in our history as well that when during the Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and when they reached Palestine at that time, they saw that there was a plague and disease at that time, and so therefore they never entered as a precautionary measure due to the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that when you hear about a plague or a disease, don't enter into that town. Or if you are within the town, then do not exit from that town. But many Sahaba ikram, great illustrious Sahaba ikram, passed away due to that particular plague at that time. Mu'az ibn Jabal, Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah, Abu Jundal, Suhail ibn Amir, and various other Sahaba ikram. But the point is that the death is hukm from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will happen and occur to you, whatever the means it may come to you. But what is important is how you will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. You will be resurrected based on your intentions and your deeds and the status in your lifetime. So if you have been following and pursuing the dunya, and this is how you die, and this is how you will be raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, in the pursuance of the dunya and the pleasures of the dunya. But if you were doing and living your life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how your death approaches you, then this is how you will be raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah azza wa jal in the Quran reminds us, and this should also remind us all, that ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah wallahu ghaniyyun hamid. That, O mankind, you are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of need, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. إِن يَشَأْ يُزْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever wished, then He can bring forth a new creation, a new nation, a new society, a new community. That is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in all of this and everything that surrounds us, these are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, signs which point us back to the Creator, which points us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, points us back to the Lordship and the dominion and the power and the Qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, signs which should make us humble, signs which make us reflect and realize the purpose of our life and where we are heading and the direction that where we are heading to in our life as well. And with for every single disease, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also revealed its dawa as well. There is a cure for every single disease on the dunya except for maut. Except for maut. Everything else, there is a cure placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. But it's important for us to combine both, do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also use the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as well. So we should find the cure to the best of our abilities, and then when we find the cure, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do hamd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the meantime, before we find that cure, we need to protect ourselves to the best of our ability. We do tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of our affairs, but we also tie our camel as well. We make sure that we use any preventative and preventive measures as well for ourselves or family, for our community, for our masajid, to the best of our abilities until we find that particular cure. But mark my words, when the world will find a cure, because it will happen without a doubt. You will find a cure for this particular virus and for this disease. But instead of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing the hamd and shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the world and its superpowers, they will attribute that success to themselves. They say, look at us, we overcame this virus, we overcame this plague, we overcame this pandemic, we overcame this disease, and we are the ones who are great. This is what they will say. Arrogantly, they will assume that they are safe again. And assuredly, what will they do? They will just return back to their way of life. Whereas these signs are there to shake you, to wake you, to make you realize how fragile your lives are, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with a very weak, very, very weak virus that you can't even see, you look at the power that you have in your hand, the power that you have with your arsenals and so many other things, it's nothing in comparison. But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy and replace entire nations. So it's important for you to ask that after the cure is found, insha'Allah al-Aziz, how will you react? How will you behave? And how will you return back to your old way of life? Or will you have a new page within your life? Now everybody's running to the supermarkets, everybody's running to all of these things. How many of us are running to the sajjada, to the musalla, to the masajid, to bow down and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection and for His forgiveness? So this is why we should all remind ourselves that وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّا the verse that's eluding my mind again, that who is more unjust than the one who is reminded of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِمَّنْ ذُكِرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَآرَدَ عَنْهَا. This is the verse that he is reminded of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is reminded of the signs and the majesty and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. But then in spite of all of these verses, in spite of all of these signs, in spite of seeing the qudra and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turns away from all of these things. Why? Because now he thinks he is safe and he is sound and he can move on with his life. Indeed, from the criminals we will take retribution. So don't be from those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destroyed due to their arrogance, or due to their injustices, or due to their zulm, or due to their denial of the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do what you can, remain humble, follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, seek the protections of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and use the necessary means given to us by the sunnah, and also given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of medicine, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his protection. وأستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله